Hi, everyone. A good Monday morning to you. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Tim Drawbridge. Overall, it'll be a quiet start to the day. Chilly as well, as many of us are in the single digits and the teens to start off the day. So last check here in Albany, we're right around 17, 18 degrees, but single digits as you make your way through the hills of Rensselaer County on into southern Vermont. Single digits back across the heart of the Adirondacks as well as the heart of the Catskills. And in general, it's pretty much the low and mid-teens across the Mohawk Valley. A lot of clear skies reigning supreme on the overnight period. High pressure ended up providing that sparkling starlight and a wee bit of a crescent moon setting at approximately midnight last night. But nonetheless, we do have some high clouds now starting to stream in across the southern counties, and that will help to filter some of the sunlight that we do get to enjoy as we make our way through this morning. We will end up losing that sunlight as we head through this afternoon as our system across the basically the Ohio and the Tennessee valleys will continue to track our way. That's system number one. System number two we have to keep an eye on because that's the energizing aspect of how things will re-evolve as we head throughout the day on Tuesday. Currently, that is positioned across the north central plains, trending into the upper Midwest and the Great Lakes. Once that energy phases in with the system, the coastal system that re-evolves on Tuesday, any precipitation type issues we have regarding sleet, freezing rain, or perhaps some plain rain across the valley floors on the middle of Tuesday will change back to snow later Tuesday afternoon and into Tuesday evening. Again, because of the storm system that is coming in, due to arrive this evening with the onset of snow for everyone, 7, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock this evening from southwest to the northeast, we do have winter storm watches that have been now upgraded to winter storm warnings. Again, they kick off at 6 p.m. this evening, lasting through 8 o'clock on Tuesday evening. A quick review of the climatological data as we went through the 24-hour period of the official observation celebration of St. Patrick's Day back on Sunday. 35 the day's high, 4:09 p.m. after a morning low just after 5 a.m. of 18 degrees. Officially yesterday, even though we did have some flurries and snow showers push across some parts of the listening area, no precipitation officially in Albany. So the month-to-day total for the month of March does not total. Quantitatively, it remains of 1.57. That's pretty much on target for this time of the month. But for the year 2013, we're behind the pace. We now stand at 4.70 inches quantitatively in terms of a precipitation amount. Typically, on average, we're approximately 6.5 inches. We're behind that pace right now by 1.75 inches. Officially, yesterday in Albany, again, no precipitation, meaning no snowfall. So the seasonal total does not change, 41.9 inches of snow for the winter season 2012-2013. On average, by this point, we see 53.2. That's a departure in the red of 11.3. The average high-low split for your Monday, March 18th, is 45 and 26. The record high, believe it or not, was set this time last year, 69 degrees, and we did enjoy a beautiful stretch of weather coinciding with the St. Patrick's Day Parade last year, lasting into the following week. In fact, I believe some locations ended up touching 80 by the latter half of the time period after the St. Patrick's Day Parade last year. Not in the cards for us this year, however. Just to wrap up the climatological data, the record low for today is 8 below from 1900. The sun is rising this morning at 7:02, setting at 7:05. It will rise once again at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning, setting at approximately 7:07. Again, our length of day for today is 12 hours and approximately 3 minutes, 12 hours and approximately 7 minutes as we head throughout the day on Tuesday. So again, just to review, winter storm warnings are posted for the entire listening area, kicking off officially at 6 p.m. this evening, lasting through Tuesday evening. And in your forecast for today, we'll see the nice amount of sunshine give way to the clouds for the middle and the second half of the day today, a high up close to 37. As we head through tonight, look for the snow to arrive with some freezing rain and sleet possible across the southern counties, meaning I-90 points south as we head past midnight toward the wee hours of Tuesday morning, a low of 29. Snow, perhaps a little sleet, north country Adirondacks and the Greens for Tuesday. For the southern counties, again, I-90 points south, the best dividing line. Sleet, some freezing rain, some rain in the valley floor, then going back to snow a high of 36. Now, how much and where? Highest snowfall totals we look to see, 10-inch plus totals possible from Corinth over toward Luzerne, Northville, north end of Sacandaga, up through Wells to Johnsburg, Hamilton, Warren counties there into Essex County, also along the spine of the Greens as you make your way out of Bennington, east of Manchester, east of Rutland as you make your way toward Mount Snow and the ski areas in central and southern Vermont. Around the Capital District, Albany, Latham, Clifton Park, southbound, Del Mar, North Bethlehem, eastbound into Rensselaer County and Averill Park, westbound into Schenectady, over toward Voorheesville, we'll call for 5 to 8 inches of snow, 6 to 10 Mohawk Valley, Schoharie Valley, the hills of Schenectady County from Duanesburg into the Helderbergs, Westerlo, Rensselaerville, and taking that down into the Greene County Catskills, lower amounts, 3 to 6 inches of snow with a lot of mixed precipitation as you make your way from Ravenna, Selkirk toward Catskill, from Hudson and Kinderhook over toward Claverick and Austerlitz. Rest of the 7-day forecast shows the unsettled pattern continues for Wednesday into Thursday. Some rain or snow showers, highs mid-30s Wednesday, mid to upper 30s come Thursday, a mix of sun and clouds for Friday with a high approaching 40. Have a great start to your work week and enjoy the quiet weather before we deal with the white stuff heading through this evening. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Tim Drawbridge.